Well, happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to another edition of our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KQWC for this Friday, the 16th of June. Pat Powers with you, and today we'll learn all about boat safety. It's always a great time to talk with Nate Carr, who's our safety officer with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, who oversees both Hamilton as well as Hardin counties. And Nate, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Now, we had you on about back last month in May, but this time around we're talking all about boat safety because we have ideal weather going on with boating across our lakes and rivers. And of course, you were back here in Webster City a few weeks ago for the Cops and Bobbers event, which I made a kind of a cameo appearance that day and turned out to be kind of a nice day for it.
Yeah, the weather really ended up being cooperative. It started out really nice in the morning there, and they had a great turnout for Cops and Bobbers. So that was during our free fishing weekend. And, yeah, great turnout. A lot of people got out. The weather was great. So couldn't have asked for much more.
I think we've had plenty of great weather, but it'd be nice to have a little rain here and there, which may happen this particular weekend here in the North Central Iowa area. So we have you on today, Nate, talking all about boating safety and things people need to know about when it comes to boating, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of different regulations and things that can go into boating that we want to continually remind people of, so things just don't get overlooked and then aren't addressed until we're on the water. So there's a lot of things to kind of check off your list before you get out, and I'm sure a lot of people have already been out this year. But obviously, you know, first and foremost, you want to make sure you're current on registration. Last year was a registration year, but so it's every 3 years. So a lot of people are probably squared away in that regard. But any boat operating on public water needs to be registered. A couple of exemptions would be inflatable vessels that are 7 feet or less, or canoes and kayaks that are 13 feet or less in length and don't have a motor or sail. Those are exempt from registration, but everything else would be required to have current registration on the boat. Some other safety equipment items that you need to make sure are on your vessels would be personal flotation devices or life jackets, as we commonly call them. You need to make sure you have a good wearable life jacket for every person on board. So if you have kids, you need to have a child life jacket for them. Adults need to have adult life jackets just so they're the appropriate sizes and actually are more effective, you know, than what would be otherwise. Some other things that go along with that is any child under 13 years old must be wearing a life jacket whenever the boat is underway. So this can be a little bit of a battle, we understand, but it's a pretty big safety aspect and something that we certainly try to address. So anyone under 13 has to be wearing their life jacket when the boat's moving. If you're going to be driving anything with 10 horsepower or greater, you need to have a fire extinguisher on board. So that's going to be required to be a Type B fire extinguisher. If it's over 16 feet in length, then you are required to have a Type 4 PFD, kind of stepping back to that. So those are going to be kind of those square seat cushions. And then also, if you're 16 feet or greater, you're also required to have a horn or whistle on board. So that'll pretty well cover just safety, basic safety items that you're going to be required to have. If you're going to be out after sunset, you would need to have the required lighting equipment. So you need to have your front navigation lights working. So it's going to be your red and green lights up on the front of the boat. That just helps indicate what direction you're going to other boaters to hopefully prevent any incidents from happening on the water. You also have to have your white stern light on the back, and that needs to be from 360.
So those are some of the rules when it comes to boat safety. Did you have anything else to share with us, Nate?
Yeah, just one of the more common regulations that we see, or one of the more common regulations that we need to address when we're on the water, is speed and distance. And so that's something that gets overlooked a lot by boaters. And so just to remind people, if you're operating at greater than 5 miles per hour, you have to be at least 100 feet away from other boats that are going under 5 miles per hour. If you're both going over 5 miles per hour, then you have to be at least 50 feet away. So just make sure you're creating a pretty good buffer there between yourself and other boats, and not affecting them, hopefully, with your wake that you're leaving behind your boat. But yeah, a few other things that are worth mentioning. Something we address every year is BWIs, or boating while intoxicated. We want people to keep in mind that there's still a legal limit while operating boats, just as if they're operating a vehicle on the highway. So you cannot operate a vessel under the influence, and that legal limit is driving a vehicle. It's going to be 0.08 on a boat. And then, you know, alcohol obviously is going to impair judgment on a boat, balance, vision, reaction time. And there's different things that can intensify this, reaction, such as sun, exposure, wind, noise, vibration from the motor. All those things can kind of intensify the effects of alcohol. So even if you, think you can handle a little bit more, some of those environmental factors can lead to even more impaired driving, what you might experience in a more controlled environment.
Mm-hmm. Nate, have you experienced any violators so far this boating season around here? Since we're already in mid-June, have you seen any of these cases?
We've come across several minor violations. Some of the things I was mentioning before, it's about any body of water. It doesn't take too much to come across some minor violations that we try to address. I haven't experienced anything locally regarding boating while intoxicated per se, but it is something that is is certainly common out on the water, and something that we do see a lot of. So hopefully we continue on throughout the summer without any serious incidents.
And make it safe for everyone. But so far, so good when it comes to people operating the boats on the rivers and lakes and so on. Let's hope we can keep that momentum continuing into the rest of the summer season ahead. Now with Father's Day coming up on this weekend, I'm sure you're going to be busy for keeping an eye on people in the great outdoors with Dad and the family going all over the place.
Yeah. Any of these weekends, we tend to see a pretty big influx in outdoor activity, including boating. That's what we like to see people out there enjoying themselves and having a good time. We just want to hopefully keep incidents to a minimum. Thankfully, we haven't had anything here locally, but throughout the state, there have been a number of incidents already this summer. So just continuing to try to keep people out there, but operating in a safe and responsible manner.
Indeed, that's the name of the game, being safe and responsible when it comes to life in the great outdoors. Well, Nate Carr, thanks for being my guest today, talking with Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR and our Community Corner show for this Friday the 16th. Nate, you have yourself a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.